You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray on another show. We're getting closer and closer to our fifth year anniversary show. I'm so excited to be with you this Sunday. Happy early 4th of July. We're going to be on a rerun next week in observation of the holiday, and then we'll be back. We're actually going to be live in studio for the first time in, I don't know how long. Sam will have to let me know. All right. First off, today we're kicking it off with Skip from Southern California Bulldog Rescue. Skip, how's it going?
Pretty good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing some time with us today and coming back. And guys, if you didn't catch the first time Skip and I spoke, it was around Christmas or right around New Year's, where I was blessed with the best Christmas gift, the best New Year's gift, and that was adopting Mr. Little Capone from SoCal Bulldog Rescue. And now his name is Winston Capone, and he's got an Instagram and a TikTok, and all because of Skip and the good people at SoCal Bulldog Rescue. So thank you for the gift of my puppy, Skip.
You're entirely welcome. How's he doing with you? Pretty good?
He's doing great. He's sitting over there, and he's in his little area right now because we're live. I'll have to bring him up at the end of the segment so you can say hi to him. But he's been great, and my life is so much better with him in it. So, yes, thank you. So let's talk about you. I would love for the listeners and viewers to hear the passion that you have for this rescue and kind of get a background for how you started in this industry. So if you could just kind of introduce, you know, your foray into the rescue.
Well, it's an all volunteer organization. All rescues are really volunteer groups.
Yeah.
About 15, 17 years ago, I got involved in bulldogs. I was originally involved in showing dogs as part of the dog show community, and stumbled into rescue, seeing that there were dogs that needed to be rescued out of the animal shelters that happened to also be the breed of dog that I was showing, which were English bulldogs at the time.
Nice.
We got involved that way, just rescuing a couple dogs out of the shelter, and it just kind of snowballed after that. There were more and more of the dogs, and as we networked and we spoke to friends, and we became more acquainted with other people that were involved in the rescue community, we learned that there were more dogs needing to be rescued in other animal shelters, not just in the community where I lived in Orange County, California, but in Long Beach, in Los Angeles, in the San Fernando Valley, in Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, and it just kept growing and growing and becoming a bigger problem the more we looked at how much was really needed.
Yeah, and it's funny how that happens. Like one thing, you do one thing and it kind of, you know, it sets your path up for what you're doing now. And I'm just really grateful for what you're doing. And you and I have spoken offline, and I would like to start getting those talks again, but we want to start doing something where we can fundraise, we can use this platform and find, you know, some resources to help your efforts. People, they think, you know, bulldogs are beautiful to me. I mean, I always say they're so ugly, they're cute. You know, they've just got this, this mug on them that is unforgettable. And, with that beautiful face and those characteristics, you know, they look mean, but they're so sweet. There are a lot of health things that go on with bulldogs. Can you share some of those that, you know, it's expensive to keep them up?
It is. You know, it's really not a breed that breeds naturally and reproduces naturally. And that's part of the problem with them, their health problem. They're artificially inseminated. They're born by C-section. They have a lot of health problems just being the way they are, the way we see them. They're a fat breed. They're an overweight breed. So they have respiratory problems. They have weight problems. They have joint problems. A lot of these problems are lifelong, and they're brought on by our breeding process. What we love about them, the chubbiness, the way they look, really is a breed problem. It's a health problem for them. A healthy dog, a more athletic dog, looks like a wolf or a German shepherd. those are healthy dogs if left to breed by themselves. Bulldogs don't look like that. So they do have these problems. And it becomes an expensive proposition for owners, and they can't afford to maintain them.
Yeah. You know, I've had the first time I had anything in that breed, it was a Frenchie. And, you know, I was with someone, and then when we split up, we had an English and we had the French, and I got to keep the French. And I learned about all that upkeep. And you have to really be ready to do that. And, you know, you can give them a loving home, but you have to at least keep up, you know, like right now, you know, my Mr. Winston Capone, he's on Apoquil, you know, and that's something, you know, I was trying to cure with something natural, but it's just something that you have to give them. I would rather give them, you know, like sweet potatoes and, you know, salmon and all these natural things. And you can still do that, but you have to know that they are kind of, like you said, it's kind of hard to say out loud. They are kind of an unnatural breed, but we have to, you know, do those things. So.
Yeah. You said with bulldogs, you know, you're kind of forcing them to genetically to look the way that they look. And that comes at a price. And that price is their health, their genetics. It's not the survival of the fittest with the bulldogs. It's their looks are brought on through man-made breeding. We're selecting the genetics of the dogs to get them to look this way. But when we do that, we're overlooking the health part of the dogs.
Yeah. So,
and we like to... People like to say that we're choosing the healthiest ones, but we aren't. We're choosing the cosmetics over the health of the breed.
That's a hard truth to say out loud, but it is true. And I want to mention that Skip and the organization and all of us responsible dog bulldog owners, we always get them spayed or neutered to avoid that. So, you know, we're dealing with existing animals. We're not breeding them. I think it's important to point that out.
It is, absolutely. All the dogs that come to rescue are spayed, neutered. They're microchipped. All the shots are done. All the medicals done and completed before they're adopted out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So all right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the dogs that we get into rescue, a lot of them are suffering from autoimmune diseases. They have eye problems. They have soft palates. They have cherry eyes, infections, skin issues. Yeah. Those are all very common in the bulldog breed. Unlike what you'll see with a German Shepherd, a St. Bernard, Chihuahua, Beagles, or a host of other breeds, they don't have the same problems that bulldogs have, and owners aren't prepared for those.
Yeah, I love that you came here with the truth of this. And, you know, now let's talk a little bit about what we're doing to make their lives better and get them loving homes and, you know, brighten somebody's, you know, life and the dog's life. So tell us how people can jump on board and volunteer time, resources, money. If they're a vet out there and they want to give some resources, how can people, you know, get involved with SoCal Bulldog Rescue?
Well, there's a few things that people can do. We want, first off, when people, they go to choose a pet, we really want them to think twice before they adopt a bulldog. They can either go to a breeder, they can go to a rescue, they can go to an animal shelter and get a bulldog. But when you get a bulldog, are you really prepared for that as your family pet? It's not a dog that you're going to leave in the backyard. It's not a dog that you can really neglect when it comes to the care of the breed. You do have to invest in some quality food. You're going to be at the vet for regular care for that dog. It does have skin problems. It does have allergy problems. You're going to have to do medicated baths. You're going to have to keep up with the care for that dog. Unlike a lot of breeds that you don't have to really bathe a lot, you are going to have to bathe the bulldog on a regular basis. If it is a breed for you and you're going to commit to it, that's fine. Go for it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Winston's getting his weekly medicated bath after the show. And it's you know, it's a regimen. And I have a closet in the kitchen that, like, one of the doors here, and that's his closet. His food, you know, comes, it's organic. It comes from Whole Foods. I mix sweet potato in there, little salmon drops. He's got chewables for his skin. He's got chewables for his joints. He's got eye drops. He's got ear drops. He's got Apoquil. He's, you know, he's a whole thing in the morning. But what I'm getting in return is so worth it. And I was mentally and emotionally prepared for that. You know, I knew what it would take. But, you know, I think that when people really do fall in love with these dogs, these could be your favorites. I mean, it's hard to go back to another dog after this.
It's just a very high maintenance breed.
You know,
you just have to admit that. And if you're not into a high maintenance breed, it's just not a breed for you. And that's perfectly fine. You know, other breeds of dogs are totally adorable, but they aren't as high maintenance, you know, and maybe you have to make a different choice in life. And that's fine.
And that's fine. Yeah,
absolutely. There's a lot of bulldogs in the shelters, you know, go to the shelter and adopt a bulldog. You know, puppies are a lot of work. Go to the shelters. Almost every shelter in Southern California has at least one or two bulldogs in the shelters right now, waiting to be rescued or adopted out. You know, you can go do your own rescue if you want.
Go do your own rescue. Now, Skip, let's shift here and tell me what's a good price to put out there? Like, what really makes a difference for a dog right now? Like, how many do you have in the rescue today?
Today, we probably have between 65 and 75 bulldogs in rescue waiting to be adopted out.
Wow.
And we cover an area roughly from Fresno down through San Diego,
okay,
all the way east to the border of Arizona and Nevada.
Okay.
You can find bulldogs for adoption through our rescue program.
Okay. That's a lot of, now we're going to be doing a fundraiser soon here on the Startup with Skip and the Bulldog Rescue. Guys, if you want to help Skip today and a bulldog, if you want to look at who's available, you can go to the website. Skip, go ahead and give them the website. They can tune into to see who you have.
You can see bulldogs today for adoption at www.socalbulldogrescue.org.
Okay.
And you can probably see 10 to 12 dogs currently for adoption on that website.
Great.
We have other bulldogs that are finishing medical that get moved onto the website as they get finished and released from the vet. Okay. Dogs in foster homes that are getting released for adoption are going to go immediately to adoptive homes that are waiting. So you may not see those dogs for adoption.
Not yet. Yeah, they're in queue.
In queue, exactly.
Okay. So
if we have a dog that's 2 years old and the foster home is going to get it out for adoption this weekend, and we already have a family waiting for it, you may not see it on the website today. We count it as being adoptable, but it may not need to make it to a website. So you won't see 85 dogs on our website if we already have a family waiting for it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Now, how many do you have, Skip? Because last time I saw you had a whole lot of doggies.
I have four bulldogs. Thank you for asking. I have four bulldogs myself. Today, I did adoptions on dogs. So yeah. I had six other dogs visiting my house today in Orange County.
Wow.
So they all came over and we had families come over to visit. And we visited with six other bulldogs that were new to rescue that were meeting family members, hopefully to get adopted.
I love it. So today could be a good day for six other bulldogs.
Yeah, we had a 15-year-old puppy that met a family, ended up going to San Diego. We had a 3-year-old that met another couple. They're thinking about him being a match for their family. We had a 6-year-old girl. She got new photos taken today. She didn't get adopted, but we're hoping for a home for her.
Okay.
We had a 3-year-old boy that met another family. They're going to think about him for adoption. We had another 4-year-old boy, possibly to get adopted. And we had another 2-year-old boy that they're going to think about getting adopted. It was a good day. A lot of the dogs got met today. So we'll wait and see what happens. We give the families a couple days to think about the dogs.
Yeah. I love this. All right, Sam, let's go full screen on Skip. I'm going to go grab Winston so he can say hi. And let's, Skip, while I go to get Winston Capone, go ahead and give the handle, social media, and website one more time.
Thank you. Our website, for anyone interested in adopting, is www.socalbulldogrescue.org. We're also very big on Facebook and Instagram. You can reach us in either one of those websites too.
All right. Here he is.
Show and tell.
Hello. Say hi to Skip, bub.
Hey, little boy. Let me show you one of my fosters today. I got a cute little foster too. We'll show and tell.
Okay, let's do show and tell.
Okay, come here.
Bob, you remember Skip, right?
Come here, little boy. Come here, Bowser. Come here, Bowser. Come here.
Oh. Yeah, bubby. Say hi. Say hi. Say hi, Skip.
This is Mr. Bowser today.
Who is that?
Bowser, he's a three-year-old.
Oh, he's cute.
And Bowser met two families today.
Oh, hi, Bowser.
Little boy. Bowser, little boy.
Oh, my God, he's got light. Does he have light eyes? He's so cute.
Yeah, he has a blue eye and a green eye.
Oh.
And he is waiting for a home, too.
Bowser, anybody want to adopt Bowser?
We hope so. Skip. He's 3 years old.
Aww.
Oh, little boy. Put him back down.
He's so cute. Hi, Bub. Say hi to Skip, Bub.
Hey, little man.
Say hi, Skip.
He looks really good. His neck looks really good. It's all cleared up down there.
Thank you. Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. Right, Bub? Mwah. All right, I'm going to put him back. Skip, thank you so much for your time. And we're going to be doing a fundraiser again. If people want to donate, I think it's tax deductible, right? Or they can
absolutely tax deductible. We're having a matching pledge drive the beginning of August. Just you and I talk about that one.
Let's do that. I want to make sure we can raise some good money for you guys. Have been there for Winston Capone and I, and we want to return that love. Good to see you, Skip. Come back on. We'll probably have you back on next month, and we'll talk about the drive and see how we can support.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Skip. You too. Bye, Skip. All right, guys. I have my boy here joining me. Winston Capone is joining me because we had the Bulldog Rescue here with Skip. Say hi, bub. Say hi. All right. Now, we're waiting on our next guest, and while we're doing that, I'm going to put my doggy away. Go ahead, bub, unless you want to stay here. Okay. All right. I want to give some plugs. We just got a new film poster for the Pandemic Project documentary. I'm really excited about that. And we are releasing it in August on Hulu and YouTube. And we pushed it because there's some edits being made. The editor and I are working on that. And I also brought someone on board to, you know, help us with graphics and make it better. So, you know, we're really rolling it out here soon. And yes, there've been delays and edits, and that happens, you know, especially when you're doing it yourself and you're raising the capital. So it's very much a startup. It's very much always something that I'm working on. But, you know, we have the intention to get it out in August, last and final announcement, because I want to be done with that first film. I want to get your feedback and see what you guys think. And then we're going to release the second film, the pandemic film. And that's going to be on the international versions of it, the 40 countries that we went to in 2021 and 2022. And then the third film, the Endemic Project documentary. And so, you know, this is something I'm really proud of. You know, this is something we were able to achieve without a major network production company, use my own production company, Capricorius Media, and my own distribution house, Latchkey Kid Films, distribution arm, which is Latchkey Kid Films. We have Winston Capone here joining us, so that's why I'm looking down. Guys, if you haven't already, please follow our show's social media at The Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram, Twitter X, Facebook, all the things. I need to get more active on TikTok and really make that happen. But we're just taking a little slower this summer. Like I said, next weekend, we are going to observe 4th of July. Sam's going to have some plans, and we're going to do a rerun. So I'm sure it's a good show, whatever show we pick. After all, we've been on the air for 5 years. So there's some, even though maybe it's a rerun, it's still fresh content because there's so many shows we've done. So it'll be recycled content, but it'll probably be fresh to you. You probably haven't seen it. Unless you've seen all our shows. And if that's the case, we love it. It looks like we have our next guest. Jackie is here. Jackie, how do I say it? I want to say it right.
Yeah, you got it. You got Jacque.
Jack Quay. I saw right then my glasses are like, wait a minute, that's a UA. Jack Quay, welcome to the startup. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm happy to be here. Welcome to the startup.
Woo. Okay, good. We got that good energy going on, which I love on a Sunday afternoon. Yes. You know, so why don't we go full screen? Jack Quay, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Okay, cool. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'll go by the name of Jack Quay. You probably saw me on Love & Hip Hop New York. You know, been on a lot of people's records, you know, songwriting. I'm actually on my own restaurant in Connecticut, New York. And I'm actually about to open up a new restaurant in Queens, New York. And I'm on Beagle Live. And Beagle Live is the best app to be on. You know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God. I love that energy, that East Coast energy. I miss that. I need to be there more, you know?
It's a vibe.
Well, thank you for making time for us. I know that your schedule in life has probably transitioned and become so busy since you made your appearance on the show. Tell me how life has changed before the show and now after.
Oh, man. Honestly, I can actually start from the beginning. Like, you know, before the show, you know, I was me and my team, we came out with a record called The Aunt Jackie. It was a little, you know, after the Chicken Noodle Soup record, you know, the whole Harlem dancing and stuff like that. We got signed by Jermaine Dupri. And I was, you know, the backup dancer for Def Jam. I wanted to learn more about the business, so I joined the Bad Boy Street team. I was handling, you know, different artists from, you know, Gorilla Zoe, Day 26, Donnie Klain, like all of them, you know?
Yeah.
And a little after that, I must say, I was a crowd motivator for McDonald's. I had a 5-year contract. I was out there for the Essence Music Festival, for the CIAA Classics, just, you know, hyping the crowd up. And, I did a lot. And then after that, then I decided to start dropping music. And one of my records had went viral, you know, on the East Coast. And I got a song. I had got a deal from E1. Shout out to Alan. He signed me for the single. Yes, signed me for the single. And then I took my events and opened up a restaurant. Love & Hip Hop. They knocked on the door and was like, hey, Jacquey, I see you out there doing your thing and everything. I was like, word. Like, yeah, we'd love to have you on Love & Hip Hop. I'm like, oh, snap. And then, while I'm on the show, then Diddy reached out, you know, shout out to Puff. You know, he reached out and was like, yo, Jacquey, I see what you're doing out there. I didn't even know that was you. Listen, I want to put you in all the Macy's stores. So I was in Macy's, Bloomingdale's, advertising, Sean John. And we just still going up. And I got my own agency on Beagle Live. Man, Beagle Live is the best app in the world.
I love that for you. And you know what? Your energy, your smile, your body language says it all. It says to me, you're in it in the lane that you want to be in, and you're doing it naturally. You're manifesting what you want. And I really want people, because this is a startup about business, not just entertainment business, all business. But people in any business can learn from you, Jacquey. And I think what they can learn, and correct me if I'm wrong, is when you really just show up your authentic self and you lean in and you leverage these opportunities, other doors open.
Other doors open. Yeah. And timing is everything. You got to be very patient.
Yeah. Yeah. So what advice would you give someone, a young person out there who's just getting started in their career? And it could be entertainment. It could be music. It could be anything. What advice would you wish that maybe a mentor gave you that could have saved you time and money? What would you offer?
I would say, you know, stay true to yourself. And hold on, my fault.
East Coast, y'all. It's all good. He's live. This Jacquey.
You know how it is when you're in New York. Everybody got, you know what I'm saying? They got to get themselves
Okay. We're getting a live feed here, guys.
Yeah. My fault. So I'm going to say, always stay consistent. You know, never give up on yourself. And practice. It's okay to practice. You feel what I'm saying? Because all the greats, they got this far because they put themselves in position to study. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to study. And, you know, and be open to a lot of things. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how you're going to succeed in life. That's how you will grow. And then, you know, make sure you read. Make sure you read, because you're going to get offered different contracts and stuff like that. And then you may not know certain things, but you want to at least educate yourself in the time being. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow, that is really great advice, you guys. Read everything. If you don't understand, don't be embarrassed to ask somebody who does know contracts. If you can't get a lawyer, get somebody that's good in business. Help you help you. And exactly. I really love said, say yes to things and be open. Don't just be stuck in one lane.
Yeah, in a all second. Right, Jose, I'm on the phone.
Go ahead and plug where people can find you on Bego. We got to let you go and do what you do. Go ahead and plug where we can find you.
Okay, cool. So look, to all the people that's tuned in, I go by the name of Jacque once again. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Bego. It's J-A-Q-U-A-E, Jacque. And I truly appreciate everybody's time. This is a startup. Listen, I'm telling you, this is the platform that you want to be on. Make sure you share this. Let's go.
Let's go. Good to see you, Jacque. We're going to check in with you soon, okay?
Love.
Stay awesome, baby.
Bless you, queen. How do I exit out? Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. The startup is always funny. We always have characters. You got to love that East Coast energy that Jacque brought. And Bego has been a great platform for a lot of content creators and influencers and producers and people in business. So it's really nice to see Jacque today from the East Coast. So shout out to him. Next up, guys, we're going to bring Rick on. Rick, how's it going?
Hey, hi, Monique. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, darling?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you and see you fabulously. All right. Why don't you go ahead and go full screen, Sam, and why don't you introduce yourself, Rick? Tell our listeners and viewers who you are.
Well, usually I don't introduce myself, but I'm an art director at Dead Horse Branding with myself and my wife, who is the CEO of the company. And we specialize in the music industry, public relations, branding. We do websites, we do logos, a lot of strategic planning, consulting, anything you need to kick it in the music business, we do, not only in the music business, but in the fashion world as well. And any other, we do manage some culinary chefs and things like that for licensing reasons. And we're just an all-round creative branding house management team.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet the man behind the brand, if you will, and your face and your voice. I'm loving it, and I'm so grateful to have been working with you guys. And you've got some great talent that you've brought forth to us here on this side of the planet. So, thank you. Your gal Danielle out there is amazing. I'm excited to hear a little bit more about this Dead Horse. What a name! I tell you, how did you come up with this for your brand?
We had a little fashion line going years ago, and the design was a dead horse. It was a dead horse T-shirt, and it was a logo today, which you see in the background.
Yeah.
And it was such a popular shirt. It was called the Dead Horse Shirt. And then years later, we started our branding company, and let's just call it Dead Horse Branding. And my last name in Spanish is Caballo, which is horse. And because I'm a Spanish background, but I was born in Australia. And so we started that. And the skeleton frame of anything is the framework of everything, you know, put your flesh. We bring the flesh to the bone pretty much. And when you want to stop beating a dead horse, come see us and we'll get you on the right track.
Hey, I love a good pun on a Sunday afternoon. I love that. Yes, you really seem like you love what you do. I want to know, I've been asking a lot of executives lately and owners in Q3, Q4 of 2024, who's your dream client or what's your dream project? Like, what is something that you've always wanted to play in or assist in? And if you could really manifest that on these next quarters, where would you like to dabble in? Who would you like to help?
Well, we're actually doing that already. Like a lot of clients that we have, like we manage the Bo Diddley estate, well, the licensing of it.
Whoa.
Which is a big, to us is a big responsibility, and all care and duty has to be taken with a brand like that. It's been around for years. We want to resurrect it and bring it back to the forefront. But myself personally I'm the art director of the company. I would like to be working more in the motorcycle arena where I could help some motorcycle companies, which we are reaching out to at the moment, custom motorcycles, not your Harley Davidsons or anything, but custom companies that chop up and make motorcycles from scratch. But we're already doing it with the music business, and we're very happy with the clients we have. Obviously, our biggest thing is not working with the big A-list artists. We like to work from the ground up with the baby acts and then build them to that level.
Yeah.
Or legacy acts that are famous that are starting to go down. And we want to lift them up, lift them back up, and then and bring other opportunities outside of music.
Beautiful. Which
these days, you need more of.
Got to have more income streams for your brand. And that's a really beautiful thing, right? That's good to keep visible brands or notable brands up and show them new ways. There's so much cool, so many cool avenues and technology to do that. I want to have you back here and give you like the whole segment and run it down, because today we got so slammed out and I don't want to rush this. So let's look at this as like a teaser. And next month, I would like to talk to Danielle after this and get you for the whole 50 minutes if you could give us your time. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. This, to be honest, today was a massive week, and I've been working in our office, getting our office ready. We just moved into our new office and working on that. It's been
great so far. It looks, I like the lighting. Yeah, it looks great.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank so you. That works out. And let's leave us with a little little inspiration, Rick. If there's someone out there that's starting their brand or in music and feeling kind of just, you know, gosh, they don't really know where to go, we give a little piece of encouragement to someone out there that has helped you in the past.
Well, I think you need to be stay true to yourself first and foremost. What you want to do is what you want to do. Then you can look at, okay, is it viable? Is it viable for that business? Is it viable for that brand to actually function and go into full fruition of executing the idea? You have to be realistic to yourself as well. So if you think yourself that you're the best dancer or the best singer in the world, but everyone else thinks you suck, maybe they're right. So you need to stay true to yourself. And then once you're true to yourself, consistency. Just be consistent. Find the right people, get on the right teams that can help you lift to the next level. But the biggest thing is consistency with everything. You don't go to the gym for 3 days and work your hardest, the hardest weights you can do, and then expect change. You need to just start off lightly and just build up to a level where you jump up to the next level and the next level. But it's all, to me, it's all consistency. And work hard. Work your butt off.
Oh, my goodness. It's so true about the consistency piece. I'm so glad that you brought that to the forefront. And it's like anything else, you have to be consistent. Where can people follow you on social media? Give us some handles and some social media plugs.
So www.deadhorsebranding.com is our website. You can get all our social handles from there, but also Dead Horse Branding on Facebook and Instagram. And we have a YouTube channel, but that's about it. We're so busy with stuff. I let the girls do the social media.
I love that. Well, you know, I'm glad to see your face, and thank you for coming in, popping in. And I know you're moving into the new building. And so again, next month we're going to have Rick back, and I'm going to give you the whole show, and we're going to really get into it. And thank you for being, you know, fluid. All right. And thank you for being here, Rick. And we'll see you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Cheers. Bye. All right. That's some good energy there, guys. It looks like our other client, I just got a message. It looks like our other guest is not going to be here. So I will sign off with just a couple plugs to our sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jess. Thank you to Next Level Global Solutions. Thank you to everybody that watches and supports this channel. Shout out to, I think it's Archery. Well, we like Archery Jewelry, but Iron Lace Jewelry as well. And everybody that supports the channel. And I hope that we can connect again next week. Well, next week's a rerun, but the week after, as we will be in studio. I have a guest who's doing some cool branding. He's got some cool things on the horizon, and he'll be in studio with me, and it'll be my first time in studio in like over, I don't know, Sam, how long has it been? Maybe 2 years, 3 years. So the show's going to be a little shorter today. I thought we'd have this next guest, but they're not going to be here. So we're sending them lots of love and success. You know, we make plans and things shift. So what will you start up today? Sam, we're going to sign off early. And I will see you in studio, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. Have a safe 4th of July. Be well. And, you know, don't drink and drive. And we will see you soon. Be well. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.